Hey, Doc, before we start the second half, the final segment of KER Politics, I don't know if you and Corey ever talked about this, but, you know, you're pretty skookum when it comes to investing. You're pretty skookum when it comes to what to invest in. Your timing is excellent. How did you get involved? I mean, you're a doctor. How did you get involved in something like this, particularly the resource sector?
It's always intrigued me, Al, and I always figured that if somebody took the time to study and look at all this stuff, one can use their brain to make money instead of have to work like a dog all the time.
Ain't that the truth? That's what this program has been all about since I started in 1995. Yeah. And I know Corey is doing an excellent job taking over the financial aspects of the show, but I'm back in that particular saddle again, at least part-time. Doc, having said that, I noticed yesterday, you and I are recording this on Friday, so yesterday was Thursday. I was looking at the charts, starting to look at the gold charts again. I was looking at the charts last night in the evening, and I noticed the gold took a bit of, it was not appreciating as it has in the past, and now we're talking Thursday night. What's going on, sir?
Well, what's going on, Al, is I think that we haven't had that promised stimulus again, that second stimulus that was supposed to go our way. And I think the gold market is a little bit disappointed with that. That's number one. And number two, all the speculators seem to be moving toward Bitcoin or the cryptocurrencies. And I think that's another reason. Plus, with the money printing, a lot of the money is going to risk on assets again in the general market. So gold is just another afterthought. But the positive for gold is I think a lot of these companies are getting their act together, and you're getting mergers and acquisitions, and you're starting to really thin out this market in a lot of ways. And I think with time, we're going to see another spike in gold. It's only a matter of time when reality starts to hit people again, when they realize that there's no way out of the dilemma we're in and the debt we're in globally and domestically. And the only way you can keep this thing going is just by ever more money printing, because you got to print even more money to get just a tenth of an increase in GDP. And that has been accelerating since the 1990s, how much money it takes to increase your GDP. And so it's never ending, and nobody dares pull a plug on this thing. And so the only way out is actually some fiscal responsibility and growth. And that growth is not real growth.
No, of course it's not. Now, I'm looking at the 24-hour gold chart today, thanks to GoldSeek, or SilverSeek, and GoldSeek, by the way. And I want to say the couple of spikes in the last 24 hours, it hit 1815. It hit about 1817 also. Now it's back down to 1805. And so you think that the rationale that you just gave is the reason gold is acting that way today, Friday?
Yes, I do. And I think we're not going to see, and I think we're bottoming out now in gold. I think as we move into December, we'll be doing bottoming, and I think the odds are very strong that then we get a good run in January again. Whether that a run is that we move toward the highs, that's going to be questionable, and really I can only tell that when I look at technicals when we're getting that run.
Well, I got to tell you, Doctor, I'm going to be bugging you quite a bit in terms of technical factors in the next few weeks, because you're going to be back on the show in spades, at least in my particular segment. What I want to say, by the way, Doc, is I really, really am going to start looking at companies right now. I was involved in due diligence work when I was doing our registration statements for small resource companies. Just a bit of an interesting aside on that one, by the way. According to the SEC, our company did more voluntary registrations than any other organization of its type in the world. That was kind of a good business for us. Now, when I look at, a company I'm going to invest in, I look very simply at a couple of things. First thing I look at is the people. If I don't know the management personally, I will not invest in it. Secondly, I listen to people like Rick Rule. I look at what Sprott USA is investing in. I look at why they're investing in it, and then I say, you know, I'm probably going to go with that. But I, when you talk about technicals, I mean, you always have to look at, you know, the old saw of how much capital do they have, what does their real asset base actually look like in terms of not inferred but proven results, et cetera. What I would like to know, Doc, is what do you look at before you invest in a company?
Well, pretty much what you said, Al. It's number one is management and proven management, and management that has a record that you can look at, and that's consistent. That's, you know, number one. And then after that, you've got to look at the economics and the fundamentals. And of course, we know there are all kinds of variations of that as regards the companies. But top on my list is mm-hmm. the management of the company, just like you said, because if you've got management that's been a failure, you can bet, and it's been consistent with certain companies, and they're around in the resource center, you know their odds of doing well in another company are not that great, but you got to go with management.
I think management is the real key to the whole deal. By the way, just one thing I want to throw in here, and that is, in the interest of full disclosure, since I'm a principal, obviously, in this particular show, whenever I buy a stock or sell a stock that I have control over, and when I say I have control, that means one that I personally invest in through TD Ameritrade, I will give you 3 days' notice before I buy it and 3 days' notice before I sell it. You know, I got to tell you what this guy, Dr. Postma, has to say about the resource sector is second to none. He should be considered to be up there right with all of the experts. I mean, I hate to say it, but this guy really, really knows what he's talking about. Let's get off on a different subject, but it definitely includes the market and not politics. So you are somewhat bearish in terms of the conventional market going into 2021. Is that correct, Doc? At least for the second half of the year. Is that correct? And if so, give me some reasons.
Yeah, because, Al, number one, the damage that's been done to the globe with this COVID lockdown and restrictions, that's number one. There have been small businesses and companies that have been wiped out just all over this globe. And not only is that a problem, but these people that have owned these companies, they certainly aren't going to contribute to any big move in the stock market. And when we get back to what is called normalcy, the damage that's been done is so great that you're going to get a recovery because there's going to be pent-up demand. But after that, what do you have left? Now, you did mention about China, and we've let the cat out of the bag with China. That was done a number of years ago when actually we were the ones that allowed them to become eminent in this world. You're not going to put that genie back anymore, and China is going to become a significant player. As much as Trump is trying to blunt them, I don't think you can blunt them in the way that you would like to, that they're a second-rate player. Just from a population alone, they're going to continue to grow. And I think they're going to become the major player in the world as far as in the future is concerned. I think our star has dimmed. I think we've shot ourselves in the foot, and it's going to be very difficult to continue at the high level we have been in the world in the past. And eventually, the reserve currency status that we have, that's going to decrease with time. In fact, trade in the dollar continues to drop. Although
I agree, Doc. I got to interrupt you. We're out of time. I happen to agree with you 100%.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.